Stop there. Show me your ID card. Your ID card. This is a random check. I need to scan it. No, I don't care if you are running late. As clearly stated in section 84 of the Neurobolic Charter, all males are to present their biometric identification card to any directorate personnel upon request for immediate scanning and reveal. So, card. Now. Thank you. I see you're not in your own residential district, and this isn't even close to your employment zone either. Visiting a friend, huh? I see. You are an indentured husband. Is your wife aware of this visit to this so-called friend? And she will confirm that you have her permission. Good. That's good. I can see that you are rated a Delta 17 male. A high rating for a man to be out unaccompanied by a woman. Please, step into the light better, under this street lamp, so I can see you more clearly. No, I won't keep you long, but under section 86 of the charter, all males are subject to on-the-spot rating confirmation. And I must caution you that as this is an official assessment, it is being recorded on my helmet cam for training and review purposes. So, let's take a look at you. You are, of course, aware that all men rated Kappa 1 and higher when out in public are expected to meet certain standards. Your hair is well cut and styled. Good. You have some makeup applied. Also good. Your attire is acceptable. Shoes? Good. Your pants are nice and tight. Your shirt sleeves are short enough, but just. Well, see that you do. The weather isn't too cold. No need to keep so covered up. Shame to hide a handsome thing like you. Pants down, please. Yes, right here. Just ignore the passers-by. Pull them down. No, not just to expose your bottom. All the way. Let's see those thighs too. Better. And keep them down. These marks across the back of your thighs. Fresh crop marks. Punishment from your wife. I see. And what was the cause of her displeasure with you? If you want, I can call her. Do you think she will appreciate being contacted by an officer of the security directorate while she's at work because her husband is being uncooperative? No, I don't think she would. Hey, don't talk to the ground. Look up at me when you are replying. You resisted when she wanted to share you with her work colleagues. What is the point of having a husband like you if you are not going to do as your wife requires? Huh? Are there any other husbandly duties you have failed to perform you'd like to confess? No? You should count yourself lucky your wife chose to punish you privately herself. Many women would have their husband in one of the public pillories in the Republic Square to beg for forgiveness. So, you might not be so high value after all. We might have to review your Delta 17 rating. Let's have a look at what else we have got here then. Did I say you could pull your pants back up? Do I have to escort you to a medical center to have your hearing checked? In fact, take them off. Yes, as in remove them. Take your shoes and pants totally off. That's better. It says here your legs are classified as a D5 and your ass D7. That checks. Although, you might think about tighter pants, shorts, or even a skirt in the future. It is an offense to keep D-rated legs too hidden. I wouldn't want your wife to have to come and collect you from the detention center. Looks like she's had enough reason to punish you lately. What a poor woman. Your BMI and body fat percentage look within limits, but I need to be sure. Open your shirt. Hey, do it faster, quickly. You are not the only man I need to check today. I told you, ignore them. You are not the first man they have seen stripping for male enforcement officers in the street. No, don't hold your arms across your chest. Put them down to your sides. That's better. But let's remove the shirt completely, shall we? It's a nice shirt. You are lucky, man. Your wife has good taste in expensive clothing for you. It's almost a shame to remove it. Well, of course. How else am I supposed to inspect your body? Your file says you have a D2 rated chest. Listed as class 4, too. Impressive. So, if you want to keep that D2 rating, lose the shirt. I have seen plenty of class 7s, those impressive barrel chests, and a few class 12s, those taut little bodies, but never a class 4. I need to check you are maintaining your physique. Look, we can either do this right now, in the street, and get you on your merry way, or I can take you to the mail processing center and you can have a formal inspection, which can take hours. And you will be lining up with lower rated men, the Sigmas and Upsilon, and you wouldn't want that. I thought so. So, take the fucking shirt off. No, don't drop it on the ground. What would your wife say to you discarding her property so carelessly? Well, pick it up, dumb whore. What is your intelligence rating? Level 7B, huh? You could have fucking fooled me. Tell me, when is your next psychological assessment? Next month, huh? Good. Wouldn't surprise me if they reduced you to a 6 or even a 5. Well, brains and beauty are a very rare combination in men. Right, let's have a look at these pecs then. Keep your arms down your sides. This size looks right. Symmetry too. Good form and mass. Nipples are in excellent proportion to pectorals. Flex your arms. Come on, put some effort in it. Now, hold your arms up. You heard me. I need to inspect your muscle form. Ensure that it is to D2 standards. So keep flexing. Nice and taut. You can stop now. Lower your arms. Step towards me. I need to check the firmness of your chest when relaxed. No, closer. Better. Now, let's have a feel of your chest. Well, your deltoids, pectorals, and abdominal muscles are all in line with your D2 rating. Nice, sensitive nipples too. Good and hard. Very responsive. That's a lovely class 4 upper body you have got there. Your wife is a fortunate woman. She must be in a high position to have a Delta 17 rated husband like you. Now, your penis. Well, of course, I need to check it. Ensure its rating is correct. It's a D4. Well, I need to check that out, of course. Just pull your underpants down. You have tested me enough today. Don't push me any further. Underwear down now. Very nice. Very nice indeed. I see your wife keeps you well groomed. Yes. Well, that looks like a lovely D4 rated cock. Good form. And it hangs well. Length and girth look acceptable, even when flaccid. It's a shame that I won't get to see the erect. I would love to perform a PPR. Well, your rating all seems in order. You can put your clothes back on now. I will just update your file here and... Hold on. It says here you are overdue your PPR. Your penis performance review. By 2 months. Well, I don't know how you sleep it through. But no problem. We can do it right here. A lovely Delta 17 like you should have no problem becoming erect and ejaculating for me. All Epsilon and above rated men are to be enthusiastic fuckwhores. Not limp sobers like the lower rated, useless boys the menial workers have to put up with. Why would you think I'm joking? Subsection 4 of Section 81 states that men must comply with penis performance review's demands whenever and wherever given by directorate personnel. So, that means right the fuck now. Let me put it another way. If you are not hard and jizzing for me, like another slut in the next few minutes, you will be sent to a retraining center where you will be reevaluated as they do all manner of tests on your cock and balls to see what makes you come. If you fail your PPR over the course of non-stop 48-hour review, you might get lucky and be de-evaluated to a Zeta rating. But, at worst, pack it off to serve on a military base as a barrack fuck doll. Those army girls don't play nice. You will be raped and pegged until your dick and ass are useless. And no one wants you for anything. So, be a good boy. Pull down your underwear and show me what you can do. Yes, jerk yourself. Have I not made myself clear? Is your IQ dropping as we speak or something? I would do it myself. Fuck you here and now to see if you can come. Ensure you are not some frigid, unpatriotic, worthless male. But I would need your wife's permission to handle her property. So, let's just sort this here and now. Do it however the hell you like. Rub it, pull on it, finger your own ass for all I care. Just as long as you prove to me you can get hard and produce what's needed. Oh, and while we are here, I might as well get a sample. Make sure your seed is nice and potent, in case you're needed for breeding. I am ready when you are. Yes, I expect you to just perform. You are a male. Do as you are told. I don't care. Just do it. Standing up, on your knees, just get that cock of yours going. No. Don't look at the people passing by. Look at me. If you don't start fucking yourself in the next few seconds, I will drag you to a retraining center. Good boy. That's better. Take that dick in your hand and show me what you can do. That's it. I bet you are getting hard already. Delta-rated men are like walking fuckwhores, raring to go. Come on, jerk it faster. Let me see your knuckles around that thick cock of yours slide back and forth. If I have to stand here watching you, you might as well put on a show for me. Yeah, you heard me. Go on, feel your chest. Run your other hand over your chest as you handled your cock. Now you're talking. That's it. Tug on that nipple. Show me what a high-rated male can do. Is this what you had to do for your wife's friends? Did she share you around, allowing them to use her husband? Now you are getting into it. Spit on your hand. Loop that dick up for me. Work your entire length. Let me see that arm pumping. Demonstrate what a good, obedient male you are. You know your place. You can't help but enjoy this. Doing your duty. Doing as you are told, like a good whore. I can see you getting hard and harder. You can't help but get off from performing. It's your natural place in the world to be a fuck toy for women. Your body loves being put to use. Your manhood displayed for all to see. Yeah, that's it, bitch. I can see your cock throbbing from here. I don't need my scanner to tell how turned on you are getting. Whore. Do it. Do it. Fucking do it. Do as you are ordered. And come for me right in the fucking street. Play with those balls too, as you jerk yourself. Yeah. That looks good. And these people think so. Yeah, you have got an audience now. People stop you to watch you openly masturbate. Your wife would be so proud. Oh, you are getting close. I can see pre-cum beating. Your breathing is getting faster, with shorter gasps. Your dick is so slick with speed. Your fingers sliding back and forth with ease as you squeeze yourself firmly. You can't help but buck your hips, fucking your own hand. Come on, come for me. Make that cock of yours not hard. Make a fucking mess in the street. Good boy. More spit. Come on, spit on your hand and smear the wetness over your pulsing shaft. Oh, you have done this before, haven't you? You know just how to make that swollen dick of yours drop, don't you? Don't stop now. Keep going, keep going. You have to come for me. To orgasm right hand in public as I watch. Prove to me what a good, willing, obedient male you are. Show it to me by fucking spunking right here, right now. Fucking choke that cock. Grip it with your fingers. Fuck yes. Do it, do it. Fucking come. Come right now. Here, come into this. Give me a sample of your seed. Do as you are fucking told, bitch. Climax. Fucking ejaculate for me. Show me how dutiful you are. Come like the good submissive man you are. Spunk in the container. Fill it up with your cum for me. Do as you are told. That's it. Yeah. Yes, just like that. Come. Yeah. Good boy. A nice full sample. You can stop now. I said you can stop. Get your hand away from your cock. Stop touching yourself, you fucking nasty slut. I have confirmed your Delta 17 rating, and I will set your sample off for testing. Now, get dressed and get out of here. Go, before I charge you with being nude in public without your wife present. Hey, you there. You, the blonde boy. How loose are those pants you are wearing? Section 102 of the Neo-Rebolic Charter defines how men dress in public, and loose pants are prohibited, unless you have a special dispensation. Well, do you? Let me see your ID. Only a cup of four, huh? Well, the rules apply to all men. Now, let me get a better look at you.